Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
Liberty Counsel has filed a motion to dismiss a lawsuit that was intended and is intended to silence pro-life sidewalk counselors in the District of Columbia because Planned Parenthood, believe it or not, is in the process of constructing an abortion clinic right between a middle school and an elementary school on one side and on the other side. We're going to be talking about this on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber, the founder of barbedwire.com. Matt, this is unbelievable. You've got a charter school, which is a quasi-private slash public school. It's regulated by the public laws, and also it certainly gets, I'm sure, certain kinds of public funding. So it is a public school, but it's operated by private individuals. In this particular case, you've got a private school. It's called Two Rivers School. Two Rivers Public Charter School is the full name of it. And you've got two schools. You've got an elementary school, and you got a middle school. And so you got K all the way up through kindergarten, all the way up through the middle school, which is going to be in your eighth grade level. So K through eighth grade represented right there. And guess what you have? You have right in the middle of it, a Planned Parenthood abortion clinic that's currently under construction. There are some people that are trying to bring that information to light. And as a result of that, they got sued, but not from where you might think it would have come. Planned Parenthood didn't sue. The Two Rivers Public Charter School sued, trying to stop these people from holding their signs out on the public sidewalk.
Well, this is, you know, a constitutionally protected free speech. It's just shocking that this school would be so audacious as to do this. But, you know, the fact of the matter is, what a horrible visual here. You know, to have this death camp sandwiched between these two schools where, you know, hey, if your kid gets out of there alive, you know, we'll educate them and propagandize them. What does Planned Parenthood do with kids? Well, they sexualize children. This comprehensive sex education, so-called, where they teach kids, you know, it's okay to, you know, values neutral, okay to engage in sexual behavior. Just be sure and use protection. And they're there and all too happy to hand out condoms to these middle school kids. No place whatsoever for this Planned Parenthood death mill to be sandwiched between these two schools.
Yeah, it's unbelievable what Planned Parenthood does, not just in the area of abortion, but they literally do sexualize the young children, boys and girls. Why? Because it's part of their business. It's part of their ideology. It's part of their bankrupt worldview. And they ultimately are hurting, destroying children. So wouldn't parents, wouldn't the community have a right to know? Wouldn't they want to know that this Planned Parenthood sexualization machine, abortion death mill, is putting its roots right there between an elementary school and a middle school, not near it, right in between it? So on the one side is one, on the other side is the other. So Larry and others, and we represent Larry in this case, he is one of the people who have appeared outside of that Planned Parenthood abortion clinic there on the public sidewalk, giving information to the community, holding signs, some of which are signs of aborted children, so that people see the reality of what is getting ready to appear with these elementary and middle schools. And the Two Rivers Public Charter School filed suit saying that we need to stop these people from appearing on a public sidewalk. These are on public sidewalks. They've not ever gone onto the private property of any entity. They've not gone onto the property owned by Planned Parenthood. They've not gone onto the property of the Two Rivers Public Charter School. They're on the public sidewalk. But what's the allegation? The Two Rivers Public Charter School has said that, well, they're inflicting emotional upset to these people, the children, and we have to protect them. Well, to protect them, you better do more than just try to silence people. You better come against Planned Parenthood because they're the ones that are going to really inflict not only emotional but physical harm to these children and to their families.
Well, you have to ask, you know, why would a charter school like this align itself with an organization like Planned Parenthood that is the ultimate in anti-child? I mean, anti-child in that they literally dismember children alive. You know, you can't get any more anti-child than that. And anti-child in that they have a revolving door where they sexualize children, you know, get them to engage in premarital sexual behavior as young teens. And then they're right there to have the revolving door after they sexualize them for them to come back in and get their abortions so they can make a fortune on abortions there. So why would this Twin Rivers school align itself with the ultimate in anti-child activism here, and that is Planned Parenthood? And just a great example of that, Matt, you know, during the Super Bowl, my Denver Broncos, by the way, won big, which I'm happy about. Yeah. But, you know, there was that Doritos commercial there, and it showed, you know, a woman with having a sonogram with the child. It, you know, in vitro, and the kid kind of moving around with the Doritos commercial, and it was a little bit tasteless. I mean, the commercial was okay, but for just the fact that they showed the baby in the sonogram, NARAL, the pro-abortion group, tweets out not buying it, that Doritos ad using anti-choice tactic of humanizing fetuses. So they work overtime to dehumanize unborn children, and they get upset when people actually show the humanity, the undeniable scientific humanity of the child in the womb. And so that just shows you how anti-child they are, that they call it anti-choice, that they would humanize an unborn child.
Yeah, in this particular case, I'm not a fan of Doritos. In fact, I probably will never eat another Doritos once they did their rainbow bag in celebration for the so-called LGBT agenda. So I'm not a fan of Doritos anymore, and I've not eaten a single one since that time. Don't think I ever will, unless they come out and publicly change. But that aside, the Doritos commercial showed a woman giving birth, showed the sonogram of the child inside the womb. It showed the father eating a Doritos, and then the child inside the womb was reaching for it, and he was tempting the child with the Doritos. And then finally, the sonogram is blank because the child comes out of the womb to grab the Doritos. You know, that's the kind of a it was a commercial. And, you know, whether you like the commercial or not, then NARAL, the National Abortion Rights League, this particular organization went ballistic and said, well, you're just trying to humanize the fetus. Well, the fetus, the unborn child, is human. They blasted the Doritos commercial for this. It really, you know, is shocking in some respects, certainly for those people who are not initiated into knowing what's going on in this abortion industry. But it's shocking that they would actually come out and publicly say those kinds of things and really reveal their anti-child, anti-life, pro-death mentality. And that's what they did when they opposed this commercial.
Well, they work. They admitted, they betrayed their own propaganda by admitting essentially that they work overtime to dehumanize unborn children.
That's exactly right. Because if you understand that this is a human being, you've got to then come to the other consequence of that decision. And that is, then why are we allowing their destruction? Go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org. Stand with us as we stand for life. Come to the awakening, because we're going to have a whole series of breakout on Planned Parenthood and the abortion industry, plus many more. Go to lc.org to sign up for the awakening. The awakening is March the 5th, all day Saturday, in Orlando, Florida. We have a video from Franklin Graham. He is going to be giving us a special message. We have Kamal Saleem, who was someone who was raised as a terrorist, became a Christian. We have Rivka Berry, who was raised as a Muslim, became a Christian, had to flee her family for fear of her life. We have the civil resistance, when man's law conflicts with God's law. Planned Parenthood and human genocide, gender confusion, setting the record straight, the threat of ISIS around the world. We have two generals that will be on those panels, Israel, Iran, and the Middle East. Two generals on those panels as well, among other individuals as well. Lots of people coming. The persecuted church. We have a guest from the Middle East, from Egypt, a Christian who's communicated with the Coptic families who were martyred. Much more. Go to theawakeninglc.org.
You have been listening to Faith and Freedom with Matt Staver of Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Working together, we can make a difference. Get informed and stay involved. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org. That's lc.org. And tune in next time right here for Faith and Freedom.